You know, in some cities, they don't prosecute misdemeanors.
What do they do? Really?
It's just a steady stream of people running out of a CVS with their hands full of appliances and toothpaste. Like, even if they're caught and arrested, there's a high probability that they're going to end up just doing it all over again.
Yeah, just find me. I'll be back tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the system can't take it all either, right? Yeah. You know.
So the question is, how do you change bad behavior?
I still don't know how.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Authorities in Taiwan came up with an ingenious way of getting people who are busted drunk driving to try and reflect on what they did.
Okay.
This is important.
Is it one of those classes you have to take?
I said ingenious, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Even if they didn't hurt anyone in the process, anybody caught under the influence operating a motor vehicle in Taiwan is now required to spend 15 hours cleaning a local funeral parlor.
Oh.
Wow. Well, that got sad.
I mean, that got dark quick.
Yeah.
Already dead, Brooke. Now they just have to clean the place.
I know, but what if, like, 15 hours is a lot of time? I feel like by the end of 15 hours, you get kind of immune to it. Like, you're, like, saying hi to the corpses. Like,
what's up, Henry? Like,
spit shine in the tombstone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at some point, you have to get desensitized to do these things. It may backfire.
Well...
Brooke's already desensitized. She's just thinking about it.
Seen dead people before.
I just think an hour would be more effective.
No, okay. So the thinking behind this is if you spend a long amount of time being so close to death, it makes you rethink your life.
Oh.
And so far, it looks like it's kind of working.
Oh, really? Cool.
One of the accused drunk drivers said spending so much time there felt disturbing. I really need to be more careful when driving in the future. It teaches me not to drink and drive.
Yeah.
That's good.
Bystanders were quick to notice the man appeared to be drunk when he gave that statement.
But he wasn't driving.
He wasn't driving.
He was walking.
But seriously, all 11 offenders expressed deep remorse for their actions, and they swore to never drink and drive again.
Wow.
My dad always tells me this story that his buddy's dad owned a funeral home, and they used to party in it when they were in high school.
Dang, bro.
And they would put beer cans in the body's hands.
So
this is why you're desensitized.
Yeah, burst on a beer bomb with the dead body.
I'm with you, though. It's a great idea. Send a bunch of people with a history of drinking and making horrible decisions into a funeral parlor.
Yeah. I feel like my dad would make it fun.
What
still.
Could go wrong? Anyway, let's move on. Let's get into the shot collar question of the day. We'd love to pull a name.
Not today, we don't. Not so fast, my friends. Every morning, we start off the show by exercising your bumpy and exhausted brains with a trivia question. But today, we're going to do things a little bit different.
Uh-oh.
Three of you will not be answering the question, but the same three will still be at risk of being shocked as we play Are You Smarter Than a 24-Year-Old Fifth Grader?
Am I the 24-year-old in this situation?
I think you're the only
24-year-old.
Okay.
Just checking.
Is that for real?
Yeah, I'm just taking sure.
Yeah.
Boy, let's see how this goes. Here's how it works. One by one, you'll each learn the category of the trivia question. For example, I'll say geography.
Okay.
Then you have to tell me if you think our resident 24-year-old Alexis, with a fifth grade education, will get the geography trivia question correct or incorrect.
Oh man. I like this in a bad way.
Okay.
If you pick right, you're safe. But if you're wrong, you'll be getting shocked. And no help is allowed.
No. Alexis, just think your hardest for us, okay?
I always try.
Brooke, the first category is math. Will Alexis get a fifth grade math question right or wrong?
You know, the thing about Alexis is she's a jock, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's a classic jock.
Typical.
Jock?
What?
Yeah, she was a runner. And she was an athlete in college. You know, like...
She's a bro.
College athletes don't really go to class.
Calling me a jock isn't really that fiery.
I know. When I picture a jock, I picture a very different image.
So right now I'm not feeling great, but I do remember that she knew pi to the 10th number.
Right.
Oh, that's right. She did.
Yes. So I'm going to say she's going to get it correct.
All right.
All right, Alexis, here's your question.
Okay.
If a football field is 100 yards long... How many feet is it?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, easy.
All right, so Brooke, I'm going to break it to you now. The reason I was a comm major is so that I didn't have to take math in college.
Oh, no.
Okay,
simple math.
100 yards. Yeah. Oh, a yardstick. I remember those from school.
Yeah.
I feel like those are like 3 feet, actually, now that I say
that.
Okay, so wait. Uh-oh.
You can't help her, though.
Brooke
one is allowed to help.
Okay, a yard. Sorry, wait. 100 yards.
Brooke, stop writing the answer down on a piece of paper and sliding it over to
me. An answer.
So okay, I'm going to do... 300.
The correct answer was 300 feet.
So we can help.
And that means Brooke is safe. No help.
Brooke literally said she's right.
Okay.
Brooke is safe for now. Jose.
I'm going to help her.
The next category is classic literature. Will Alexis get a fifth grade question about classic literature right or wrong?
So fifth grade, like, I know, obviously, she doesn't know a lot, but I feel like if it's a fifth grade question, it could be, like, a very easy, like, Romeo and Juliet is the answer, and she'll get it. But I don't think she reads a lot of literature.
Neither do you.
Correct or incorrect?
I think she's going to get it incorrect.
Okay.
No.
No faith.
All right, Alexis, here's your question.
Okay.
Who is the author behind the classic literary characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
Ooh, oh, nice.
I have literally no idea.
I know.
Okay, I'm trying to think of books they forced us to read in school, and I can't think of any. I don't even know a famous author. Like, I literally can't think of one of the basic authors.
You can't think of any author's name?
No, only the Harry Potter lady. That's all I know.
What's her name?
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah,
that's J.K. Jake, I literally can't think of an author.
You can make up an author then. And...
Lewis Smith.
Ooh, I have Lewis is a great writer.
Wow.
The correct answer was Mark Twain, which means Jose is safe.
That does sound familiar.
You got a picture of the hair.
Jeffrey, the final
category.
I'm
going to go with she's getting it wrong. I don't need to hear the category.
All right,
it's
you ready
wrong.
For the question, Alexis?
You're so rude. That was so rude.
It's literally like running. Yeah. And then you're like, dang it.
We'll give you a chance to think. The final category is science. Will Alexis get a fifth grade question about science correct or incorrect?
What are you learning in science in fifth grade?
I think it depends on if it's like when we were in fifth grade or now.
They're actually launching things into orbit now in fifth grade.
Yeah. I mean, they're coding. What do you want them to do? They got it.
I'm going to go with she's going to get this wrong still.
Oh.
I have faith in you.
Alexis, here's your question. What species can survive on both land and water?
What is that called?
Oh, gosh. I literally don't even know the options. I wish this was like a multiple choice. You know? Like, I don't even know what species I'm picking between. Okay, well, I can't think of any other species besides reptiles, so that's all I have.
The correct answer was amphibians.
Oh, amphibians.
And that means
I don't even know.
All of you are safe and correctly guessed, and Alexis either be right or wrong,
yay!
So Alexis will be shocked three different times while singing this song.
Stop! You better be kidding.
No, that's absolutely true.
I hate this game.
Oh, wow.
This is dumb.
Alexis, you're going to get shocked, and you're going to sing one of your favorite songs of all time,
uh-oh.
Old MacDonald.
Oh, seriously? Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. On his farm, he had a cow. E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there. Here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo-moo.
There it is. Three shocks.
I like
this
shock.
I feel bad for her.
If they put shock collars in schools, then kids would be forced to learn. That's what we should do. That's your shock collar question of the day. Good work, Alexis. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.